Guys, first I got to say thank you so much for this interview because honestly, I've missed you all, but this is going to be really weird. For folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, everybody knows that I am a huge fan of the Trailer Park Boys. And anytime I've done the interview, it has always been with the Trailer Park Boys. This is a first for me. As I described it, it's like interviewing Superman without his glasses, as Clark Kent. It's just weird. I'm actually talking to the actual actors, not the characters. And guys, are you guys used to doing this now? Because to me, no matter what, you guys are always going to be the Trailer Park Boys.
We're getting used to it, I guess. It's a little different doing press this way, but it's fun.
I mean, look at you. I mean, the hair is neat. You got the glasses going. You got the nice, you know, beard happening there. I mean, this is not the Trailer Park Boy I'm used to talking to.
I wish I had my track pants on, actually. I feel a lot more comfortable, but yeah. I had somebody dress me this morning, do my hair and makeup, and yeah, I can't do that on my own, so.
Well, it's looking good on you, my friend, definitely. But when you guys, can we say that when we talk about the Trailer Park Boys, it's considered a legacy now because you guys have fans around the world who just love the show.
Yeah, no, it's been great. We've been touring a lot. Like, we do a live version of the show, so we've been touring all over the U.S. and Canada and all over the U.K. and Australia, New Zealand, and the fans are the same everywhere we go. They're just crazy. They just love the show. They're true fanatics.
How are your eyes now? Because you wore those crazy glasses for years.
They're fine. They're fine. I get headaches, you know, when I wear the glasses, but fine now. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but you know we are making more of it, right?
Yes, we're going to get into that.
All right.
We are definitely going to get into that. But we have to talk about the transition, though, that you guys did for your newer show that we're talking with the DVD, that you guys changed from Trailer Park Boys into something completely different, and folks can pick it up on DVD.
Yeah, I mean, Drunken on Drugs, Happy Fun Time Hour, I think the three of us play 7, 8, 9 characters each, and we wanted to do something totally different than Trailer Park Boys, and this was it. Hope people like it.
Well, what was it like for you guys, though, to make that transition? Because literally, it really was like taking the S off of Superman and going into something completely different, not even sure if fans were going to be able to accept you guys being anything else but.
I don't know. It wasn't that hard. I mean, we started off by doing, you know, crazy skits and videotaping each other. And we just wanted to have a lot of fun and do something entirely different than, you know, the Ricky Julian Bubbles thing. And, it was fun. We just wanted to have fun. We did this for ourselves, mainly. You know, it's not for everybody. Not all Trailer Park Boy fans are going to like it. And it was for us.
What was it like, though, to finally get a chance to do some different things? Not that, again, that we're so used to seeing. What was it like for you as an actor to be able to do different things?
It was great. I mean, we love playing Ricky Julian and Bubbles, obviously, but it was just fun to branch out and do something completely different. And for years, we've been talking about and dreaming up these different ideas, and it was a chance to do the show and kind of combine all the ideas into one and present our fans with 10 new versions of ourselves instead of just one. So,
So give me some of the examples of some of the things that fans are going to get a chance to see.
There's some interesting characters. The pirates that, yeah, they're kind of creepy and like to drive their fingers into weird places. And there's a mafia family where the head of the mafia family is 140 years old, played by Mike Smith, and his son or grandson, Stabby, and Sammy. Very interesting family.
Yeah. Grandson Stabby?
Yeah, I guess grandson, even though he's in his 60s.
Oh, my God, I got to see this. But as you were just mentioning, that the whole legacy of the Trailer Park Boys, it's not over yet. There are some other surprises that are in the works.
Yeah. we're shooting Trailer Park Boys 3, a movie. We start shooting in March. And there will hopefully be even more to come after that. We're in the process of trying to work that out right now with the producers, but hopefully there will be another announcement in that vein coming soon.
Wow. What do we have any idea what this one's going to be about? Because I think the last time we spoke, I had mentioned I was so disappointed about the second one. And the reason why is because the Trailer Park Boys never lose. It seemed like in this one, we lost. And when I say we, I mean we lost. There's got to be some kind of revenge from this. I mean, the fact that even Sunnyvale isn't even around anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie TVB3, we're not quite sure, actually. We didn't write this one. This one was written by Mike Clattenburg and Mike O'Neill. So we don't know the details of the plot and stuff of the movie, but we did just get a draft of the script, and we're going to be reading it in the next couple days, so hopefully it's cool.
Cannot wait for that. What do you think it is about the Trailer Park Boys? Why are they so loved? I know for me, it's probably because the Trailer Park Boys are the kind of friends, believe it or not, everybody wants to hang with, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess people can relate to these characters. Everybody knows somebody like Ricky Julian of Bubbles. And, I mean, we grew up with a lot of people that were just like our characters, so... I don't know. We're the underdogs. People cheer for us, and you know, they want to see us retire, get the Freedom 35, I guess.
And hopefully it's going to be happening. Tour-wise, what's going to be happening with you guys, too? Are you guys still on tour?
Yeah, we're going to the UK, actually, in May, doing some shows in London, England, Dublin, and Scotland.
Manchester. What about coming back to Canada? And we were just talking too. I would love to see you guys hosting the Juno Awards at some point in time.
That'd be fantastic. No, anything in Canada is always great. The fans here are still the best in the world.
Fantastic. Well, look, I know everybody is happy hearing that you guys are back and raring to go. Is there a Twitter or website or anything that we can follow you guys to get more info on what's happening?
Yeah. Actually, where you're going to want to follow us from this point on, we're in the process right now of launching our own network. We're starting a network called SwearNet, and it's going to be, it'll be like, it's SwearNet.com is where you'll find it, but it's, it's like a regular network with morning show, news, weather, sports, anything you'd see on a civilized network, except everybody on our network swears. It doesn't matter if it's the news anchor. Everybody swears. So SwearNet.com, it's at SwearNet on Twitter, and there's a Facebook page, but that's where we're going to start putting everything we do from this point on is going to flow through SwearNet. We're launching it on March 9th. We have a live pay-per-view event. And for the – so that's, you know, that's to launch SwearNet, but for the fans, we spoke to Ricky Julian and Bubbles, and – they've agreed to come on the broadcast, so if you want to see more Ricky Julian and Bubbles, March 9th, SwearNet.com.
Fantastic. And before we go, and I apologize, I should just kill myself now for this. I'm forgetting. Who's going into the Rock and Hall of Fame again?
Rush.
Okay, thank you. If Bubbles had a chance to say something to Rush, the fact that they're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, what would Bubbles say?
He'd just say, "Oh, my God, congratulations, fellas. Can't believe you're making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who's got your belly?"
Guys, thank you so much, and congratulations to all the success. And I am so thrilled that the Trailer Park Boys live on. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, thank you.